time. Recording the English.
Can we go back through again?
I'm going to freeze now, obviously. When I first heard about it, I was knitting yarn. It's something to do with making boots, but I had no idea what it was. But the main thing that stopped me, I thought, was how personal the boots are. That, you know, having a boot that's made of, you know, cardboard, and it's been developed in the way it has, just makes it, you know, so much more personal and so much more like something you'd want to keep.
Yeah, it just sounded so innovative, like using cardboard. It makes it so special as well. Even the books with like the same designs, I think they still had that bit of individuality for each of them.
When I was talking about it, I was telling everybody that this was waste pickers and people that have nothing, and they thought, why do we need a publisher? Let's just do this.
You know, people who were waste pickers and taking advantage of this opportunity of, you know, having this cardboard and turning it into a real positive, and now it's spread around the world, and now look at us in Scotland, we're now doing this.
So I was quite inspired with the story of how Captain Era actually developed. The reason it started with people collecting cardboard in South America, and that leading to something that's getting bigger and bigger.
Who'd have thought it would be so easy to make a book?
My name's Patrick O'Hare and I'm a social anthropologist at the University of St Andrews. This is a podcast about my attempts to bring Cartonera to Scotland. Now, what is Cartonera? Cartonera is a publishing movement that grew out of the Argentine economic crisis of 2001. It was a crisis that forced thousands of people into unemployment, including many who turned to rubbish to make a living. And they became known as cartoneros after the cartón or cardboard that they collected on the streets of cities like Buenos Aires. Now, as a publishing model, Cartonera emerged out of a collaboration between these waste pickers, publishers, artists and writers who began to self-publish books using recycled cardboard for covers. And since then, the Cartonera model has spread across Latin America and the world. Each Cartonera publisher is different. Some continue to work with waste pickers, others with indigenous groups. Some focus on poetry, others on prose or politics. Some are connected to other Cartonera networks and others work more autonomously. But all are inspired by communities across Latin America. But despite a multitude of differences, they all share a common material and ethos. They all use recycled cardboard to bind their books. They all attempt to publish marginalised and unrecognised voices. And they all sell their books at affordable prices to encourage literacy and literature. So I first came across Cartonera books in Montevideo in 2009 when I bought a Cartonera book made by the founding Cartonera, Eloisa, from Buenos Aires. But it was only years later that I became part of Cartonera Publishing Project, an interdisciplinary research project between literary studies and social anthropology. I took care of the Mexican side of our comparison between Mexico and Brazil, working with publishers in various Mexican cities and looking to understand the social relations that led to the publication of these books, the different roles and material processes involved, how and why particular texts were chosen for publication. So over coffee and tacos, I embraced the method and helped to make hundreds of Cartonera books from local and international authors in Spanish, French, Portuguese and indigenous languages like Nahuatl. But there was an obvious gap and now was the time to address it. There had never been a Glaswegian Cartonera. So earlier this year, I initiated the first Cartonera project in Scotland. It was a collaboration with Creative Change Collective, a charity working with people in recovery from addiction and in the criminal justice system. And CCC tackles social problems through the creative arts, building community, empowering people, an ethos which chimes with the Cartonera ethos as well. Now, CCC specifically uses a drama-based method known as an anonymous drama, and that's a blend of fact and fiction to create characters portraying participants' lived experiences of addiction and recovery.
The Cartonera that I mainly worked with in Guadalajara, both of the editors of that and publishers of that were in recovery from alcohol, mainly alcohol. And, you know, the AA meetings are, like, huge in Mexico. I mean, they're huge.
They're kind of huge everywhere. Yeah, there's conference ones.
Maybe the issue is that they're more visible. In Mexico, the cities I was living in, you're like, it was almost like every second corner had an AA space, and they were busy.
There's so many people that would actually really enjoy this type of like group, that you create it, you give your personal touch to it.
And they could also write down feedback and what they get from different stages of their emotions while doing the sessions.
Loads of ideas, isn't there, that you could do with these books? It's like a whole new hobby. World.
I know, that's everything. The more you think about it, the more ideas you come up with. I always find it quite difficult, you know, see this term in recovery, you know, sometimes I don't feel it's useful. I certainly don't see myself as being in recovery. I see myself that drank, you know, too much, you know, for a reasonable period of time. But I don't want to trivialise it. But it's almost a bit like, you know, so what?
Yeah.
You know, it happened.
You've changed.
But I feel that it wouldn't be useful to me. I know that the word alcoholic, they try not to use that word any longer because it's negative connotations. And I feel if I viewed myself as being an alcoholic, in some sort of internal way, it's going to make me more likely to drink because it's like providing me with an excuse. I'm not functioning as well as I could or should do is because I'm an alcoholic.
And most addicts say that. Most addicts will say all they need is an excuse. And what you say is there, it be as little as that as being that's the excuse to cause them to relapse.
I said right from the start, I think it's different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel as if you can make too much of a drama out of the fact that you've...
No pun intended.
Mark's description of the work we do is always, this is not drama, this is light drama therapy for people who have
no interest in drama in or either.
I find it a shade presumptuous that they're assuming that I've got no interest in drama or therapy.
But he loves people who have interest in drama and therapy. But it's basically the way he describes it is, see people that are, say, in Turning Point at very early stages of recovery, if you go in and say we're doing drama, they're like, I'm a fuck, and they're off. So it's a bit showing them that there's treason.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you came to share this with us. My name is Rona, and I'm one of the facilitators who has the privilege of leading our anonymous drama recovery sessions. As well as Audrey, my amazing co-facilitator. Lovely, lovely, lovely. We've been helping participants create and write two scripts. One from our community group, and one from our Abicare residential group. We have worked with so many incredible people over the last 12 weeks, all with something very important to share and say. Many have moved on from Abicare, and some have just joined. Many of our participants today have never done anything like this before. And a few of our...
My name's Mark McNicker, I'm the Creative Change Collective Project Director. My background, I'm a writer, director, producer, with a background in kind of mostly film and theatre. About 8 years ago, I stumbled across this work. I didn't even know this type of work existed. I was invited to Shorts Prison, a maximum security prison. I worked with a group of inmates. We started with a blank page. They devised a stage play with our support, which they performed for friends and family and support staff. It was a life-changing experience for me, and over the last 8 years, this work has become my obsession. The idea of the arts and theatre and creativity being used in a way that can help people in recovery and can help people in the justice system improve their mental health, their emotional well-being, etc. Steven Spielberg could phone me tonight and offer me £1 million to direct a feature film, but it wouldn't feed my soul in the way that this work does. So in terms of the Cartonera side of things, obviously, when you actually see one live, so to speak, you can see there are comparisons with theatre in the sense that obviously each production is its own thing. You know, different actors, different audience, etc. So I can see the comparison with the Cartonera because every single book is its own thing. It is different.
The main thing really is to talk about planning the book that we're going to hopefully try and be making next week. And so there's no wrong way of doing things, I think, with cartonera. You know, like some people will do this painting model and some people will do a sort of printing model. In some ways, the easiest way is to paint it or like draw it with pens. So if we
I want them to look at the cover and be like, oh, that's what they get out of
this.
What
about a quote from someone?
Like, maybe a face and positive quotes coming out the face. Speech bubbles.
Maybe like a stick man or something.
Yeah. I don't know where I get these ideas.
You know, I was quite happily going along with this, you know, possible JPEG type thing, but you'd want to do something particular to it.
You want to be inspiring. You want a connection.
Yeah.
So it's about digging deep into what we get out of these sessions.
Right, Trips, how did we feel before we started CCC?
Self-conscious. Shy. No, I'm not meaning me, but I'm just saying, I'm just thinking of what.
Anxious, scared. Isolated.
Aye. Real big words, aren't they?
Alone.
I've got lonely. How did we feel after CCC?
Joyous, happy and free.
Joyous, happy and free, I like that.
I think it's like a fellowship thing.
Yeah.
That they say.
And now
sense of community.
That's almost
phrase.
A sentence.
That's a phrase.
Connection.
CCC heard about cartonera and invited me to deliver a series of workshops where we would make a cartonera book out of anonymous drama scripts. Participants would learn a new craft and build on the momentum of the arts-based recovery by creating a book series that could be distributed amongst participants, friends, family, policymakers, and an interested public. The project and CCC's work in general took on added relevance given new figures published that cemented Scotland's position as the country with the highest number of drugs deaths per capita in Europe. Suddenly we had a deadline too, a performance in late October in Paisley where the Scottish Minister for Drug and Alcohol Policy would be present and expecting her own cartonera. Would four participants, one lived experience rep, one anthropologist or post-sociologist as a participant had it, one student intern and one formatting man in Mexico be able to deliver? Gary, Teresa, Donna, Emma, Catherine and I would certainly give it our best shot.
Imagine just selling kits, a bit of cardboard, $2.99.
Selling a kit.
Really? A kit? A bit of cardboard.
Well,
we're having
jade
drug selling.
I've got some kit here, you want to buy it?
It involves
cardboard and glue and a bit of paper.
You've still got the creative side of it. You've got that included and the script inside. It's a full proper book.
I think so. I was a wee bit hesitant about having seeing the middle of it, having the programme in the middle. I was thinking possibly have the whole, you know, this programme and then the script behind it.
How does the writing work with the script then? Like,
so what we do is we just sit and we come up with, we get them to talk about, we meet like a main character.
Games and
like explorational work, and we use a main character,
it's
a protagonist, the inner critic, and a mentor. Talking about that and recovery.
I like sewing as well.
And
just
create a script, and it's people's voices that come to the sessions we use.
Mm.
And then we just put it together as facilitators, and it just works out so well. We just get so involved in it, don't we, Emma?
Yeah.
People come in with stuff that they wrote and stuff like that, and come in with poems and spoken words.
Yeah.
And we just facilitate it, really, and it's amazing. Yeah. And then we'll go away and write stuff as well and come back with certain things.
Yeah.
And then we just gather it all into one master script, and then we start rehearsing.
Yeah.
Isn't
it?
It's funny, because it's weird, because Gary will tell you, and even Dawn will tell you, because they've been participants, same with Teresa, that when they first came into sessions, what it was ever like for them.
Oh, man, it was bizarre. Like,
and do you know what I mean? It must have been like, even when
I came
first,
myself.
Remember Gary, even back
I came
day,
myself.
Right. And so the voices is theirs, Patrick, so it's lovely to hear for yous.
I think you're not about the first time I'd ever been to Salk. It's at one point, and they let me away with that. I haven't been at this harbour since I was about 10, and I was here on a day trip with my gran. We came down in the bus. While we were waiting for the bus, I was to get into the shop and get myself a nice lolly. I remember my gran's face being a bit bewildered when I came back with an Arctic roll. Anyway, it gave her a story to tell for years to come. Me coming out with an Arctic roll, munching away to it all the way down to Sockets in the bus.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I just want to hang it up on my wall.
I love
it. Hang it up, by the way. go home and do one.
It's a bit like drama. Yeah, you don't think you're creative, and then you just stay and you are. We're all artists and creators.
Thank you. What I kind of wanted to do today, I've been bringing in these books, but I kind of wanted to pass them around and actually have a little bit of a closer look at the different styles of binding on these ones as another option as well.
This is the one I seen and really liked.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think it makes it more individual for somebody. Nobody's
going to
leave that show with the same book.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Yeah.
Now, how does this sound before I post it? Hi ladies, if anybody's free next Thursday from 10 to 12 and would like to come help make cardboard books to help get them out for a show in Paisley, then please get back to me. It's good fun and it's a new skill. I've made 4 books already. Bit of an exaggeration, but it takes place on Thursday the 19th October of 10 till 12 at, and then the address. Is that okay?
We're just finishing up anyway. I'm just doing my handy artwork.
That's good. Everything going okay?
Yeah, this is a new thing, Cartonera. Would you not be interested in that?
What is it?
You make your own book. It's actually quite interesting.
Right.
So you stitch it, it's hand stitched.
Oh, why?
And then you create the cover, you do
right. Anything
you want to do.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Quite interesting.
Quite interesting. I don't know whether I've got time. I'm
bubbling
as it is.
Aye, well, we weren't quite sure we had the time either, to be honest, but we had to make some, fitting in new workshops, roping in new helpers in the run-up to the Paisley show. What was our decided content? An introduction to Cartonera and to the creative change model, then 2 scripts developed by the Paisley group, one by the grace of God, about a woman's search for her mother as she battles addiction that claimed her father, and Fran's Sign of Hope, about a refugee architect who struggles with addiction as he tries to establish himself in Glasgow while his wife and family remain in Syria, as well as a policy brief developed by Catherine Mackey, building on master's research that she conducted with CCC. The covers, a colourful blend of paint, pens and stickers.
And is the first page getting glued on, or is the back page?
I just did the back page. See this one, I'm going to have to dab it because it's coming off.
Fine.
I'll borrow this.
Yeah.
Thank you to my Caesar. Ones that don't have to be perfect. This one's okay as well.
Okay. Is that ready to be sold?
Were you quite arty like when you were young and stuff? Like,
yeah, but I've not been into stuff for ages, Donna, but now I'm like, woo! Lofty.
So you do? Are you in one of the theatre groups then?
I'm one of the facilitators.
Ah, facilitator. Aye, okay, brilliant.
So they have to put up with me, don't you guys? My craziness.
Have you done some theatre stuff background?
Oh yeah, that's my background.
Is that your,
cool. Yeah, I graduated in contemporary theatre.
Where was it you graduated?
The Royal Academy.
Royal Academy.
I got a scholarship, so I did.
Brilliant.
Oh, I am so lucky. Wow. I got talent scouted from college. I had no idea about it, and I got a scholarship, and next time I was at a big school, I call it.
Yeah,
I was a Scottish Glaswegian girl.
Like act and drama or something.
Aye, because I didn't know they didn't like. I was a mature student, so see when I went back to like to learn.
I don't think I caught your name, by the way.
I'll answer anything, but Joe's good.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I assume.
Right, so there's another book done. There's your wee pile of finished products.
I just had nice news.
Okay, brilliant.
Maybe leave that on.
I got my dissertation mark back. I got a B2, so that's a 16.
Brilliant.
Out of 22.
Oh, well done.
So if that's a percentage, because Glasgow Uni does it in a grading system.
I'm trying to get the end of this there.
What are you looking to study?
It's well, for now I'm doing the social science HND next year. It'll be Glasgow, going into year 2, which I could have done this year.
Yeah.
And it's social and public policy with quantitative methods.
Do you like
but now I'm stuck because there's one at Glasgow Caledonian called Economic Policy that looks amazing.
Life is one big
so you're trying to make
spine.
Life
is a highway.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ride it
all night long. All night long. Cars.
Just put your paper on it.
For it. I'll be
life is a highway.
Yeah, you'll get it.
I'm riding all night long.
Quitting what? Smoking? Mama used
that's
to say that.
The problem I had with eating.
My mum came off the drink, and she, when people kept telling her it's not smoking, she kept saying, I've come off everything else, at least just let me keep smoking.
Aye. So
So just glue it there then?
I think so, yeah.
I'm getting it low down and then it's jumping up again. It's not.
It's only that prick stick.
Yeah, it's more prick stick.
These are looking so good, Patrick.
Is good on there?
And the
I
think we need to make a decision about whether we do give these out to people.
So you're not delusion.
I think one for the drugs.
No, I don't think we give them to anybody.
No, I really don't either.
Because we put a lot of work into them, and you want to give them to people that all appreciate.
So give them to each participant in the show.
I think people that's doing the show. Drugs minister
one
for Mark.
And then we keep the other one. And then everyone who's here takes
is empty stitching,
yeah. And we see how far we get.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, that's so good. See, Emma. That's so good.
And it says on the back, we do recover.
Yeah.
Yes. We recover. And I love that.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
I like that.
It's good, isn't it?
That's super
cute.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah,
let's make a few of them. Yeah. I'll do more. It's dead easy just to get the ruler and do a big L and then curve it round and then get the ruler again.
Oh, that's ruined.
It's
easy.
It's simple as well. It's not too complicated.
What's your one?
I got it off Google, by the way. I'm not a genius at it.
You're
a genius. Keep it 15 inches. Right, so there's all. Done. There's your wee pile of finished products.
When do you think the programmes will be ready?
So I asked Sarah yesterday, she's still waiting on information.
Because
okay. So
if we get the next
says,
lot around the same time as the programmes, we can put them into it.
Andrew,
really
lovely to meet you.
Good
as
well. Nice to meet all of you.
Yeah, nice to meet you,
finish
us. Just smash your day.
Back
in order.
And just like that, the hard work was done, for me at least. Some of the workshop participants still had to get up on stage of Paisley's Wine Centre and perform the scripts, but I could sit back and enjoy alongside friends, family members and Scotland's Minister for Drug and Alcohol Policy, Elena Whittam.
I know it's you. I know you did it. You know Mary.
Mary who? Mary, Mother of God?
No, Mary Shine, my mother.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Where's my mum?
Square go.
Oh, come on then. Oh, they start swinging and suddenly turn to sumo wrestler. You walk round in a circle, eyeball. They stop, crouch to the ground. The man and woman appear.
I'm Liam Meakin, Operations Director at Abbeycare Scotland. We're a residential detoxification and rehabilitation service. And over the past year, we've engaged with the Creative Change Collective, Recovering Voices, and we've incorporated that as part of our therapeutic programme. And this is our second performance today here at the Wine Centre in Paisley. It's a culmination of a 12-week block where a number of our clients within our residential facility engage in weekly groups and they develop their own script. And they also, perform, act in the performance. And the impact is fantastic in terms, of the community and the individuals in terms of, it helps them in terms of developing their relationships, trust with one another, building their confidence, etc. It's educational, it's fun as well. So in so many levels, it's really positive, And in many ways, it's not always for everyone. But the main thing is that there are some people that they can really connect with it and engage with it and it'll be an important part of their ongoing recovery. And I suppose that's the thing about recovery, there are so many different routes and different tools that people will use, and this is one creative expression.
Can't let it take anymore.
I
I've done schools things in England as well, but I think this is the first one that we've done up in Scotland. So.
It's fascinating because I think about, if you think about the power of people and the power of people to be able to be creative and to put things together out of nothing in situations where there was nothing or they had nothing.
Yep.
So you use what you can use to do that, and that can be through, you know, political dissidence, it could be through, you know, trying to get a message out or whatever that message is, but I just think that's a really powerful thing. So I'm looking forward to reading the bit that's in the book from yourselves, but
the fact that
I can take away that and I've got the two plays within it for forever now that I can look back on, you know.
And they're all unique as well. All the designs were so individual and unique and different. I mean, the creativity that was unleashed during the weeks was just amazing, you know. Some are a bit plainer, some are real extravagant.
Well, I chose one that's got, it's like a silhouette of a woman with long hair, and for some reason that one just spoke to me, so I thought, right, I'll have that one. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. I was going to ask whether the brand sign a hope for that.
You just heard Scotland's Minister for Drug and Alcohol Policy, Elena Whittam, talking about the Cartonera that she chose. You also heard the voices of Gary, Teresa, Donna, Emma and Catherine, who attended the workshops, as well as Joe, Anne-Marie and Lorraine, who lended helping hands to get the Cartonera books completed on time, Mark McNichol from CCC, Liam Meekin from Abicare Scotland, and performers at the Paisley event. Thanks to everyone at CCC who participated in this podcast, which was funded by a Small Impact Award from the University of St Andrews and produced by Lucia Scazocchio from Social Broadcasts.